serve great food is to create memories for your customers.
But it takes more than luck.
It takes consistency, creativity, and the drive to see things through.
And every day, the stakes are high, which means it's time to stand up
from your computer and start getting real. To own your kitchen is to own your bottom line.
This is the real world, and now.
This is the real world, and now.
This is the real world.
And now is the time to foodify your business.
All right, Scott, another big week here.
Beautiful day.
Yes, nice out, right? Fall weather, looks good. The trees are turning. It's a good time of year. This is a good sauce to make this time of year, too. You know, it's like comfort food. Got the Alfredo going.
I mean, probably one of the, you know, most popular sauce you see. It's not like you see it just one kind of restaurant. It's, you know, a lot of restaurants have it on the menu. It's easy.
It's easy. Right? And there's so much you can do with it, right?
Right.
All different proteins, chicken, shrimp, you know, whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
You just add different proteins to it, vegetables, do the broccoli Alfredo, whatever you want.
Yeah.
But, you know, we have a version we're going to make. And again, we're going to put it up against Restaurant Supply Store top seller.
Yeah, because it's a big one. We see a lot of people bring it themselves, right? That's one of those ones where they don't make it themselves.
No.
They have it in a jar or whatever
jar,
it is.
Some of them have it in a bag.
Some are probably pretty good. I think it's one of those ones where...
Depending
but
on
I think,
eating.
But I think it's going to come back, like we talk about all the time, is pretty good compared to what you're serving at a restaurant.
Right.
We always talk about it's one thing for you to open up a can in your house and serve it for dinner. Not that you would, but... Another thing to be serving a $20 Alfredo pasta at your restaurant now.
Coming out of a jar, right? Jar, a bag. We've seen some of
bag. Yeah, so.
I don't know. Don't look appetizing to me. This is so easy to make. We're going to show you. And fast. And, you know, one thing a lot of people think you have to make it every time it's ordered. No, you make a batch. You put it on hold in the cold area. And then you just lay it all into a saucepan. Heat it up. By the time, you know, you get this dish out within 3 minutes.
And, you know, we'll get into it later. But again, another one of those just super cost-friendly dishes if you're making it right. And it's not going to, you know, and again, you're not going to see it cheap on a menu anymore. It's up there because, again, you're putting some great fresh ingredients in it.
Right.
But it's still a win when it comes to food cost.
Definitely. You know, and this is what it's about, right? We got to get profitable food to your menu to sink this money to the bottom line. And don't only sink money to the bottom line. When you're serving something so fresh, it's going to help top line sales.
Yeah.
So
you come back for it. You don't come back for the one, you know,
in the jar.
The jar you might eat again when you're there. Or, oh, I'm in the mood for Alfredo, so I'll get it. But this one's driving you back to that restaurant.
Right.
This is going to.
What does it say about your restaurant if you're serving things out of a jar? If you're making it fresh, like we ask people to, one, it's saving you money. It's a better product. It says more about your restaurant.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
All right. So we're here at Altamonte's. We got our shopping list. We're going to head inside. We'll see you in there. All right. So we got our Alfredo sauce ingredients here. We got the nice handmade macaroni, the fettuccine. We got our sliced provolone, our pecorino romano, 2 quarts of heavy cream, and we're going to put broccoli in and make it a broccoli Alfredo. So that's everything. Our shopping here is done. We're going to head over to the kitchen. We'll see you in the kitchen. All right. Made it to the kitchen.
That's right. Welcome back to F Your Business Podcast. We are in the kitchen and we got our ingredients. We're doing fettuccine
Alfredo.
Alfredo.
Yeah. It's a good one.
It's a great one.
You know,
easy, simple.
Easy, simple. You can make it ahead of time, keep it cold, lay it all into a pan, boom, put macaroni and fettuccine in it. Whatever, we're going broccoli, but if it was chicken, it was broccoli, it was shrimp, whatever it may be, add it to it, simple dough.
That's
high margin too.
Yeah, there's a lot of menus now, right? Not just Italian restaurants serving fettuccine Alfredo.
No, everybody's serving now. Yeah, everybody serves it. No, we allow it to.
Some version of it.
Some version.
I don't know if I would call it, you know, what you're going to be making, but there's some version on, even chain restaurant menus now.
They're making, I don't know, a lot of times I don't know what they're trying to make.
Out of sauce, out of bag.
It's a bag. It's a jar. I see a can. I don't like the jar or bag. The can scares me. All right. Why don't you come on around and see how we do this? It's really simple. So we got 2 quarts heavy cream. The reason why, you're going to keep us on the line. You don't want to make a small batch. Thank you.
It's really simple to make. Doesn't get much easier.
So we got that in. The only thing you want to do, though, is you don't want to burn it, right?
You don't want to go super high with it.
Right.
Right.
Break the cream up.
Right. So here I have the Prevolone. I'm going to give it a quick dice like this. Just so it, melts down a little bit faster.
Okay.
It's not necessary, but it's just how I like to do it. Add it right to it. Prevolone goes right in. No problem. All right. We'll go half a cup, like a Romano. Get all in there.
It's going to be pretty cheesy.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
It's Alfredo.
It's going to be good.
All right. Tablespoon garlic. A little salt, a little pepper. Could always adjust at the end. Yeah, that's going to be some real Alfredo sauce right there. It's a real deal. Let's get it all incorporated. I'm bringing it up to a boil slow.
Okay.
I'm not trying to win a race here. But this is it. Now, from this point on, all you do is you watch it. You know, you don't want to burn it. It gets up to a boil. You lower it till it simmer.
Okay.
Till it thickens. We'll bring it back in. It's going to take 5 to 8 minutes, I say.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit longer. Could take up to 10. But we'll bring it back then, right when we think it's at the right thickness, and then we'll go from there.
The foundation of our team is a shared objective. As specialists in the hospitality industry, we understand the importance of timely and accurate reporting for our clients, which has been made even more crucial throughout the post-pandemic industry recovery.
We truly believe our mission is to give back to business owners control of their finances so that they can make better decisions daily.
The way that we are consistently showing value to our clients is by speaking with them on a weekly basis. Not only do they have the relationship with their lead accountant, but they have the opportunity to meet with industry experts.
The truth is that things will never be like they were before 2020, but we believe that our weekly accountability model will help you adapt to the new reality and grow and evolve into an even better business in the years to come.
All right, so here we are. So normally what I do is I get a 90% there in the pot, right? This would get chilled, then it would go on the line.
Got it.
Then you finish the other 10% here, which here we are. It's nice and thick. So here we go. We're gonna go with the macaroni in. I'm going to go with some broccoli in. I'm going to let this cook down. A couple minutes. It's going to cook nice.
Another super easy dish to add.
It's easy. And once it gets on your line, it's easy to execute.
Right.
It's good. All right, we're going to just let this whole cook together for a minute. We'll add a little more cheese to it. This is going to help thicken it up a little bit, too. A little more Parmesan in there, Reggiano. There you go. Yeah. Keep cooking. Get nice and thick.
See? Yeah, that cheese is really helping thicken up.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Nice toss. Look at that.
I just want to absorb a little bit more. Use a fresh pasta. This is going to absorb whatever you put it in.
Got it.
You know? I didn't use dry pasta, use fresh. Fresh pasta cooks in 3 minutes. Boom. So it's another time saver. All right. I think we're there. See how it's bubbling around there? That's how you know it's at the right consistency. One more toss.
There you go. My recipe, a couple minutes. That's it.
That's it. It's all
ready to serve.
Come over to our bowl here. Top. All right, I like to go with a little parsley here, not basil parsley. All right, there you go.
think that looks all right.
I think it looks, and I put broccoli in this one to try to make it even.
To the store.
Look at how theirs is orange.
So look at the color on that.
Ours is white. All right, I'm just going to take one noodle here and I'm just going to see what we got. All right, I'll take out a little piece. Feels like plaster. That's bad.
I don't even want to try it.
Not good.
You can get the small deal, all right.
You got to try it. So it's part of your deal. It's a contract.
Yeah. All right. I did try it. It's not great. Okay. That's nice.
Didn't expect it to be. Didn't expect it to be great. I was hoping for good. I don't want to bash them and say they're not good.
Right.
But, I mean, it's what they are. Make sure it's some broccoli, too. You gotta have your vegetables.
A little green in there. Never hurt anybody. Right. Does it make the dish a little healthier after all the cream, cheese?
I think that's why they added the broccoli.
Does that make you feel better about eating it?
I think they added the broccoli to be like, well, you know, it's got veggies in it. Let's see what we got. I think it's great. It's homemade. And I told you, I'm not a big fan of the Alfredo's, and I just don't really go for the heavy cream.
It's very heavy. Right. It's, you know.
Right. But this is delicious and simple to make.
You know, you get that, like, really cheese flavor in it that you don't really get out of the ones in a jar or bag or can. You know, this is where you really get that flavor of, like,
wow. You get the freshness.
You get the fresh. You can taste everything I saw you putting in there. I can taste it. I can taste some of the seasoning.
Right. I definitely taste the provolone.
Yep.
I mean, there's no doubt that the Parmigiano Reggiano, you got that comes through. You know. The broccoli adds a nice touch. It does. It's that little freshness you do need.
Right.
A little break from the cream. So I think that's important in there. But again, super simple recipe. My cousin taught me this one.
Okay.
He worked in pizzerias, he owned pizzerias, and he came up with this nice simple quick that he could do, and he had it ready through the whole, so he did one every day, do that size batch every day. He could get about 30 portions out of that.
That's a good amount.
Right. Right, you get 30 portions, and that's usually what he was selling. He was done. Like, I try to tell people, when you're making things fresh, when you sell out, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you start making a little bit more, maybe you don't, because demand's good.
Right.
Well, it never hurts.
About it.
Right.
You know, it's all the time. Another item that you can easily add to your kids' menu.
Yeah.
Even a side. I mean, I said, I think something like, I like it. I don't know. I would order a whole bowl of it.
Right.
But if that came on the side, you know, so maybe something different, right?
Right.
You order a chicken parm, and instead of like the normal, you get a little Alfredo.
That would be
an interesting twist on it that I would think would be enjoyable. Like, all right. I could go with that little bit of it.
Well, this is great. For me, too, a little portion. I couldn't get that. I can never eat that.
Right.
Yeah, there's no way, you know. But
like, so in terms of just thinking about eating all of that
much, you know. But there are people that love that, and they can.
It's their dish. That's a special occasion dish. That's what they go for, you know.
Yeah. For me, it's for every small portion. I like it. I think it's great. I think this is a great recipe. I taste everything in it. It tastes so fresh. And again, the margins are awesome.
Margins are going to be great.
And it's easy prep. That's what you want. You want easy prep on your line. You hold this one cold, I get a ladle into the pan. It starts heating. You add your broccoli, your chicken, your shrimp, whatever necessary. The macaroni, it all heats together. It warms. It goes on into the plate and out the door. You're doing that in 3 minutes.
Right.
It takes 3 minutes.
Obviously, it's a popular dish. It's been around forever. You can go back to 15th century recipes and there was, pasta, cooked pasta, add butter. Add cheese to it, add spice.
There's always some version of it.
You know, probably closer to like 1900 where Alfredo
became
here's a fettuccine Alfredo dish. Right. This is how we do it. We're adding all this cream, all this cheese. But, you know, the idea of this has been around for a long time to flavor and make your pasta taste really good.
You know, and again, you know, this is popular in North Italy where they have winter.
Right.
So they don't have tomatoes year round.
Makes sense.
So that's something else. Right, and this is why a lot of cream-based sauces up the north end is very popular. Down south, not so much. That's your little.
I like that.
Your little lesson today.
I like that tip. It'll do all
you
tip.
You usually bring me all the, you know, the
some little info history of everything. And I like to bring the.
And I didn't have to Google that either. I just,
you
know
just
that.
Knew it. That's all.
No, again, another great episode, another fun episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you're trying any of these, let us know. You know, visit us at fyourbusinessmovement.com. You know, let us know what you think of it. Let us know what you think of the show. Let us know if you want to do a challenge. Let us know if you need help in your restaurant. We're here. You know, listen, we're givers. That's what we do. Contact us. We're here for you. See you next time.